Well, if something, say wall-to-wall carpet goes not halfway across, it goes across. It goes,
halfway across, or?
And wall-to-wall, it goes more than halfway, it goes,
clear across.
Oh, yes. Wall-to-wall carpet, clear across the normal story.
And, another word for rich black soil would be,
Black loam.
And, a place where you have low-lying, grassland, you might call that, not pasture, but,
Meadow?
Meadow. And the place where water gets in, land, and stay there, can't get out, have insects, can't form it.
Backwater. Swamp or backwater?
Is backwater the same thing?
Backwater from a river is like that.
Well, a swampy place in the field, we always call a swampy place mother or mire.
A mire, yes, I've heard it called mire.
You call it a slough?
Yes.
Well, a slough is something that runs through, which, a little creek that runs through.
Is the same, a swamp the same as a marsh?
Same thing.
Yes.
Frankly, the same thing.
And, what do you call freshwater streams? Go through your property?
A creek, a creek.
Oh, is there a stream, a brook?
Stream, it's a little stream, a creek, a brook.
Is there a size difference here? A creek bigger than a brook, or a brook bigger than a stream?
Well, they know.
A creek is bigger than a little brook.
I don't see very little difference.
There isn't much difference.
Probably we don't make many distinctions like that.
Just one of the size Edwards down there, you call it Edwards River, but now the other one, Camp Creek that goes in, they call that a creek, and that's smaller, and that empty, that is what,
You said Edwards River, can you name some of the other streams in the neighborhood?
Well, there's Camp Creek, and there's, Mill.
Is it Camp?
Camp Creek.
C-A-M-P.
C-A-M-P, Camp Creek, and there's Mill Creek, and there's Parker Run, P-A-R-K-E-R, and, let's see.
A run bigger than a creek?
It's just a little creek, it's just a name they've given it, because there's a lot of Parkers lived along.
Parker's Run is another name for a small creek, so it is, they just call it Parker's Run.
A very high point of ground would be,
Hill?
Hill.
Higher than that, you have a.
Mountain, we don't have any.
You don't have any of those. Place where a boat would stop along the river and unload its freight and.
Dog. Boat dog.
You ever call that anything?
Harbor? Can you call it a harbor?
I imagine that's the shape of it.
I don't know.
Body of water. How would you call it, a, wharf?
A wharf, gore, a wharf, W-R, W-R-A-F-T. Isn't that what you call it?
W-H-A-R-F.
Yeah, that's what it is.
W-H-A-R-F, I left my job.
They wouldn't call a dock a pier.
Yes.
Yes, they have piers, they left a lot of them.
Now, different kinds of roads around here, they have, by what they're made out of.
We have.
I threw an awful one back here.
Yes, some terrible ones you've come up with.
We have rock roads, and we have dirt roads, and we have what they call blacktop roads, and.
We have some terrible roads. We have,
I had a different name for it years ago.
Concrete, not very much.
Concrete?
There's a little concrete slab coming in here, we call it the.
That one, well, that's concrete road connects us with pre-action,
well, I think that's about the only one we have here, right here.
The only one we have in here.
You have a name for a road that's not a main road, it just goes way back into.
Side road.
Back road, I've heard them called too.
We always call them side roads.
And, you had a dog in the yard, you didn't want the dog in the yard, and you had something in your hand, you'd.
Throw it at him.
And you might say, yesterday I threw a.
Threw a rock at the dog, yes.
Can you ever use a dornick, throw a dornick at a dog?
Uh-uh. I never heard the word.
Don't even know what it is.
I don't either. It must be some kind of a rock. Somebody found one here
sometime. I've never heard of it.
You knock at the door and nobody comes, and you say to yourself, well, I guess there's nobody.
Nobody at home.
Nobody's home.
Now, let's assume that you put milk in coffee instead of cream. There are two ways to have it.
With or without?
And it would use, begin it with and end it
with. With or without?
Well, you'd put milk after it each time. With?
With milk. Or without?
Without what?
Without milk. With cream, whatever it is. Or without. I always say with or without for sugar, too, you know, if you're asking.
With or without? I was interested in getting the combination sound. Now, train's coming this way and we're going that way. You might say the train is coming, see?
Toward?
Okay. And you see somebody downtown you didn't expect to see. You get home and tell your wife, guess who I
saw?
Or ran
into.
Ran into.
I heard that expression a lot.
Guess who I ran